Paco,
hello. Thank you for joining. I am sitting in the studio with, let me see if I get all these names right. And Raleigh Burley, our news director, fearless leader, is also in the studio with me, so he can help me out. But I have Mauricio Lopez Marquez. Perfect. And you are the folklorical coordinator?
That's correct, in Santa Fe.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. I haven't been to Santa Fe yet, to my shame, but I've heard amazing things about it.
Beautiful place. You
awesome.
Need to visit.
Gotta add it to the bucket list. And Francisco Neves, Burgueño?
Burgueño.
Burgueño. And you are the folklorical director.
Yes, I've been Santa Fe Valley folklorical director.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to dive into this. I'm so excited you guys are here. And then Solana Taylor is a dancer of 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people want to hear you. Don't be shy about the mics, right? So I want to talk a little bit about the Folklorico program first, because I think that's fantastic. And Raleigh, feel free to jump in with questions as well.
I'm just going to introduce myself here to Raleigh in the studio with this great little fiesta we're having before Dia de los Muertos. And it's so wonderful that you've come all the way from Santa Fe. I understand it's an ongoing tradition at this point to participate in this event for Carbondale, so what a gift for us to have that honor of receiving you. A little bit about Day of the Dead. What is the history? What are we really celebrating here when we say Dia de los Muertos? Is it pretty skulls, or is it much deeper than that?
This is very deep. More than costumes and you know, skulls and calaveras and all of that. It's something who comes inside every single one of us in our culture. We celebrate we're welcoming again our people who already went ahead and is in another place right now. But this day, especially today, they're here with us. That's our traditions. That's what we feel. And having Santa Fe and Aspen students together, almost 55 students together for a show today, plus a community event. We invite some adults here from the community, from Guerrero State, and we're going to be a big, big celebration doing the welcoming to all the souls who are already, like I said before, in another war, but they come in today to celebrate with us our life right here.
I understand the celebration begins at the 3rd Street Center at 5 o'clock with altars on exhibit, and there will be face painting, hot chocolate, traditional treats. So that will be fantastic. And then at 6:30, there will be the annual procession from the 3rd Street Center to the Thunder River Theater, where your dancers will be performing twice.
Twice, yeah. Well, we're going to be performing from the 3rd Street Center all the way to the Thunder River Theater building, 3rd Street, Main Street, and then we're going to have two shows with all the folklorico students from Santa Fe and Aspen, the Aspen area, I mean, Basalt, Carbondale, Glenwood, Rifle, Newcastle, from the whole road in Fort Valley. We're going to be together and do a 35-minute show, and then a second show later on, 7 o'clock the first one and 7:45 the second one.
Yeah, I just want to add this, like Paco was saying, is very traditional for us. If you go to Mexico, there's going to be places, especially today, where they're doing it, you know, where people are coming out from their houses, the community comes out and celebrate more than anything, remembers. I think that's one of the biggest things we can do for our, you know, for our people, for our ancestors, you know, for our families, to remember where we came from and to remember who we are, you know. So that's kind of why we do it. And it's a beautiful tradition to pass it along to our students, you know. And I want to introduce one of my students. I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Jose Monge. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico as well. I've been dancing for 5 years now, and this company has been a blessing to my life.
Wow. And so what keeps you coming back, and in what ways is it a blessing?
The people and the place, and just the energy that I get from being here. with the rest of my friends from here, you know, that are not from Santa Fe. Every time we get together, it's just great things happen.
To add to that, just the support and the community that Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is for all of us. I mean, we kind of all refer to it as like our second family. Everybody just knows each other so well and have been dancing together for so long that it's just really fun to perform with everybody, no matter what it's for.
Yeah, and this is one of the few times when Santa Fe Kids and Aspen Kids get together. Last time we were together in Denver for the Dia de los Niños in the Denver Art Museum. We performed in the Music 10 once together too. The Asociación Nacional de Grupos Folclóricos en Albuquerque. We did a whole showcase for the whole country, where teachers of folklorico came from all over the world. I want to say that Mexico and United States and Canada, to get together in Albuquerque once, and then we perform for them. Then we have some good performances where we put all our performing students together, and I think they love it. Whatever I hear right now is like, this is the purpose of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, to give a little push to these kids in the culture, in the dances, expose them to the art, you know, to the culture, to the dance art, and make a family, like Solana says. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your second family.
Jose, you mentioned you have many friends who you get to see coming here to Carbondale, who you're excited about seeing again. What is it about dancing, and how is that a unique relationship with other people that you dance with?
Dancing, when you dance with someone else, it just provides an immediate connection. You know what you guys are both thinking. You guys know what you guys have to challenge each other in. You just have a friendship for life when you dance.
I would also add that for me, dancing is a big form of self-expression. And when you meet somebody through like expressing yourself, I think you're more true to who you are than in lots of other places. And so meeting people through dance is a really good way to like really get to know somebody and to get to know who they are.
I want to add to that. I'm a social worker. I have a master's in social work, and I do counseling, my side job kind of thing. And especially what she's saying, there's different ways of communicating. There's even tests. There's research that talks about communication of love, communication of, you know, different ways. And dancing is one of them. You know, dancing brings people together. Regardless of who, you know, where they come from, or even if you know how to speak Spanish or if you don't, it really brings an environment or a place where you can connect and you can just enjoy each other, you know, and it becomes, it revitalizes really the, you know, anyone who knows how to dance or who wants to learn how to dance finds a place of connection with other people. So that's just a beautiful place to be, you know, when you dance.
So this former dancer has just been like sitting on the edge of my seat listening to you guys, and I can just feel the buzz and the energy, and I love and it just everything you're saying resonates. But for our listeners who hear, oh, this is a program under Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, but Folklorico is not ballet in a traditional sense. Can you tell me about the performance and just some of the choreography characteristics and what makes this particular dance special?
Okay. Of course, our program, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, created this program, I want to say like 19 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the purpose of this was to, like I said before, to put all these kids in the art, into the arts, expose them to the dance. And it's a free program, right? The dances we are teaching is traditional dances from Mexico. Of course, sometimes we go like, okay, let's get some Colombian dances, let's get some Peruvian dances as a warm-up or just to have fun in one of the classes. But it's most of our dances are traditional dances from Mexico. And gosh, every single region in Mexico is so rich in dances. Like, I've been dancing already like 50 years of my life, and I don't finish yet. I don't finish to learn, and I don't finish to choreograph all those dances. And these kids are learning and learning every single time when we get together. It's like, boom, let's do this new dancers from this region, or we're going to conventions, folklorico conventions, where we learn another new research from these indigenous people or from this mestizo community up there in the mountains in Mexico, and with a European or with African descended, and we recuperate all those dances, like the dance we're going to do it tonight in the procession. The masks and the costumes are very, very Africans. Why? Because these people who live here in Carbondale, the people from Guerrero, they African descendants who live in Mexico. And we're so fortunate to have them living here in Carbondale right now. All of them are getting together and live here in Carbondale. And the other day I have the idea, like, oh, let's invite them. They're the real ones. And they're going to perform with us. They accept our invitation, and they are our guest for the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet program. That's and they amazing. Adults and the kids, their dad is bringing his son to dance with him tonight. And it's going to be an amazing experience for our community, for Carbondale.
So what do you recommend? How can people best absorb this experience? What's your suggestion for somebody who's listening to the radio now and wants the maximum experience of the folklorico program tonight?
Well, I just want to invite everybody just to open their minds, open their souls, because that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to open our souls to the souls who are up there, and they're going to come to visit tonight, and we're going to share our culture. That's what I love about this community. They embrace it, our culture, our Mexican culture. And I'm so happy and I'm so blessed, like Jose says before. We are so blessed to live in this community where we are accepted. The way we live in right now in this world, Carbondale is the best right now.
Yeah. And so the procession leaves from the 3rd Street Center at 6:30, and then it will take probably about 15-20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope.
People are encouraged to bring lights to...
Lights. What else?
Just lots of energy. We're going to be inviting the community to incorporate with us dancing. Whether you, like I said, whether you know how to dance or not, we're going to be inviting you, all the community to you know, to shake it and to move it and to have fun, you know, and to open up to this. So the procession is really, it's almost like a journey for us, you know, and for the dancers and for the people. So once we get to the theater, we are going to have a performance, which we prepare, and we are very excited, and I hope the community enjoys it well.
Yeah, just imagine this dance. They dance in Darren Guerrero and Coahuilapa. They dance it from the cemetery to every single house. If you have a disease in your house, somebody pass away in your house, or your grandma, whoever you want, you name it, you invite this group of or dancers, Diablos, from the cemetery, from the shores. They come to your house, dance outside of your house. You welcome them inside your house. You feed them. You give them money, whatever you want to give them. And then they go to the next house and to the next house, to the streets. Then that's going to happen here in Carbondale today. We're going to be in the streets celebrating our disease. This is like, I want to put it, this is our Memorial Day. But it's not only for our military people. It's for everybody who came before us.
What is the dance that will be performed at 7 and 7:45 at the Thunder River Theater?
So the performances that we'll be doing are a mix of students from Santa Fe, from Aspen, well, Carbondale, Basalt, Arc Valley, and then there's a younger group from our valley as well. And so each of us is doing two different regions of dance, which range from Baja California to Sinaloa and Guerrero. And where else? What are you guys dancing?
Well, that's it. But each region is traditional. I mean, they're from original investigations, which Paco, our director, has done and has blessed us with the knowledge to dance all these dances and just, you know, integrate them into our lives, into our culture.
Yeah, we're going to start with the Guerrero peoples, the adults. They're going to open the show. Then our Santa Fe kids are going to do dances from Guerrero, from the Costa, from the coast of Guerrero. Then Sinaloa dances for the Pacific, and then Baja dances, Baja South and Baja North.
Right, so exciting. Thank you to our guest, Jose Mongo, Monje, is it? From Santa Fe, a dancer, Mauricio Lopez Marquez, also from Santa Fe, Francisco Nevarez Borgueño, otherwise known as Paco, and Solana Titler.
Taylor
from Roaring Fork High School, right?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. We better let you get back there so that you can.
Yeah, we want to start in a few minutes. We see you in the streets and in the theater.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.